Hopkins Junior High School. Welcome to CME Bay Section Jazz South Festival on the February 1st, 2013. We are at Santa Teresa High School, and my name is John Nordgren. I'm director of bands at Cabrillo College in Aptos, California, to listen to your performance. Good opening. The first ending there, a little sloppy on the second to last bar of the first ending. Good balance between the two lines here. Good job in terms of your articulation. It's good choices. It felt a little like it pulled away there towards the end. Different concepts of time or something. Yeah, I hear you playing around the changes. Be careful when you get to 57 with that 8 plus 7 sharp 9. Then the 8 plus 7, you know, a lot of ways you can approach that. You can talk to your director about it. But the other stuff was pretty, you guys are playing change. It was very cool. Nice sound on the Barry sax. I like your ideas, too. You're giving some lyrical scale-type ideas. Good combo between the bass and drums. Bass player's great. He's giving you good time, good feeling of time. Sure, in your drum solo that you keep time. Good Barry sax, nice sound. Yeah, that's a nice little play. You guys play well. You got a good rhythm section, so you're getting a really a good groove happening, good swing happening. You have a good concept of articulation. You could expand your dynamic range a bit. Could maybe be a little bit more creative. Sometimes in terms of what the rhythm section does with the band and in terms of articulation.
maybe a little more dialogue going on between the rhythm section and the band.
Bass note really rang for a long time in bar 10. How cool. Very good. Very well done. Good trombones, nice bucket sound. Yeah, you know, on the piano, I wouldn't play exactly what's written. I'd play a solo here. We've already heard the melody one time. Not even sure that is the melody, but you know, you can come up with a lot more exciting. I realize you're playing the written solo. I think you can do better. Once you get this memorized, then just make up your own around what you memorized, and I think you're going to come up with some good ideas, creative stuff. But as it is, I can't really adjudicate you on improvisation, because this isn't improvisation. This is now we're hearing a little bit of improvisation, but remember that the definition of jazz is syncopated music with improvisation. So without improvisation, we're not really hearing anything from you other than what we could get from a classical player. It's supposed to be double forte at the end of that crescendo, and I heard the crescendo and I heard it get louder, but that's a pretty weak double forte. I think you need to have a higher expanded dynamic range. Thank you.
love how the rhythm section is so sensitive to the soloist. You know, they stay behind him even though he didn't get his microphone in place before he started playing. Don't leave it up to the director. You know you got a solo coming up. Get the microphone in the right place before you stand up. You got a very strange sound. Not strange, but a very dark sound on the saxophone. Most people nowadays are playing with a very bright sound with some edge. You might want to look into your mouthpiece and reed combination and see what you can do if you want to sound more modern. Job on the trombone. Okay, the Barry sax can be a lot more aggressive. Make sure you really accent the downbeat marcato notes as well as the offbeat marcato notes, and make sure that you play all your long notes long. Again, I'd like expanded dynamic range here. We should be, that's basically our shot course here at the end, I think. Yeah, good job on the ending, placing those last 2 minutes. Very good band, very mature. You're getting good training and you're well rehearsed. So thank you for all that, because it was a very enjoyable experience for me to listen to you today. Thanks for playing, and I hope my comments were helpful.